What's up, broke shock shows?
Stop.
Oh.
You got to stop saying that, dude.
Oh, sorry, Tyler. Oh, that was so horrible. Okay.
Welcome back to the Cinder Bros podcast, where our cold opens get worse every single week. Luke, how are you?
Tyler, I'm doing great, buddy. It's good to be back.
Yeah, you know what? Well, Luke, technically in the recording schedule, the viewers heard you last week.
Yeah, but that was such a bad performance. I might as well have not even been there.
Oh, so that's this right. I whooped you.
This is my real return to the show.
It is.
You know, Luke, you had a chance to team up with me next week, and you turned it down.
You did?
Well, I didn't feel
I don't want to hear you whining about not getting a win next week.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, Luke, this is going to be a very Luke-centric episode. You didn't get to tell any stories the last time we did a theater stories episode.
That is correct.
So now you get to tell all your good ones.
Wait, is it just me telling stories?
No. Me and Ray are going to tell ours as well.
Okay, that's good. I was worried. I was like,
I know, but these are like these are like our B string of stories. We've already told all of our good ones.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did tell some really good ones. For anybody listening who hasn't listened to the episode before this one about theater stories, they need to, because, oh my gosh, it's hilarious. If you want to hear me get ragged on in a story that Tristan Evans tells, go and check it out.
I'm actually pretty confident in my lineup of stories this time as well. I think I've got some good ones.
But I'm hoping that it still goes well.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sure they'll still be funny.
But Luke, since you didn't get to tell any last time, I'm going to let you start. Luke, what kind of stories do you have from the movie theater?
Well, you know, they kind of vary. A lot of them, you know, a lot of your all stories kind of happen to you. You know what I mean? Like you were directly involved. And a lot of mine, I was there. I was like the audience character. So I witnessed all kinds of craziness happen. And I just really, really thought it was hilarious. So that is going to be kind of the theme of most of mine on this episode. And can I go ahead and start my first one?
You can start whenever you want.
Okay. So my first story, you know, I don't want to tell my best one first, but I mean, this is up there for sure. So this was probably, well, it was like around Halloween last year, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was last year. And we were doing, you know, we had like classic horror movies like The Shining and Texas Chainsaw Massacre and stuff play for like, you know, like was that like the River City's Harvest canned food thing? Like,
yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah.
And for listeners that have not seen like some classic horror movies in theaters like The Shining, you really need to, because it's The Shining, especially, is so good in a theater.
See, I really wanted to watch that, but I had to work. Ugh. But
alas.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, this story takes place on the night that we were showing Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And it wasn't very packed at all. I mean, there was hardly anybody in that theater.
I think I was there watching it, honestly.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah. And I think we had that. And then we had another movie that wasn't like a special showing. Like it was just a movie that had come out that previous weekend. But it got real busy real quick on a weekday. I mean, I don't remember what it was, but a horde of people come in, right? And, you know, we don't use names on here, so I try my best to come up with fake ones. And if I accidentally let a real one slip, then
just use the real one and bleep it out. Just use the real one, and I like hearing the bleeps.
Okay, all right. I'll use some.
Honestly, I left so many in on accident the last time, it honestly wasn't even worth the bleeps.
Well, you're going to need some bleeps this time because some of the people I'm talking about, I don't know, they might watch this episode. I'm not sure. But so for this story, Texas Chainsaw Massacre night, and then it got real busy all of a sudden. It's like that movie didn't do very well. And then we just get slammed on a weeknight. And I guess they were expecting Texas Chainsaw Massacre to be busier than it was, because it was, we'll go ahead and start using real names and Tyler can just bleep these out. So we had myself, Ray, you remember, right?
not the best worker. He's a good
still
guy.
There around Halloween? I thought he got hired before that.
No, it was like a couple weeks before.
I forgot he existed.
Yeah, I got hired with him.
Yeah, I remember.
He was a nice guy. Ray, he just never did anything.
Yeah, Ray, everyone you got hired with left within like a month, except you.
Yeah, wow. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre night, we got all these workers here, all kinds of stuff happening. It gets real busy all of a sudden. I'm over there making, this woman comes up with like a horde of children, and she's real nice, so I don't mind doing this for her, but she like asks for like, she's like, can I get like 10 ICs? And I'm like, okay, please let them all be the same color. And of course, she got like several of each color and a couple mix, and it's all kinds of stuff like that. So I'm getting all these ICs, right? And while I have all these icy cups in my arms and I'm walking past the registers behind the concession workers to go and make these ICs, I guess he thought what I was doing wasn't as important as what he was doing, because he just hands me this large, he tries to hand me a large bag of popcorn.
Oh, I know.
And goes, one. Yeah, he tries to hand me a large bag of popcorn, and I'm like, dude, I'm busy. He's like, oh, shoot, my bad. Okay. So it's like, you know, crisis averted, nothing bad happened. He saw that I was busy, and he was like, oh, my bad. Well, later on, another woman comes up and gets like 6 ICs, and I don't really understand why everybody was getting ICs that night, but I mean, it was more than usual. ICs
are like pure nectar of the gods.
Well, they are, but for some reason, everybody and their brother wanted one this night. So I'm walking past the registers again to get all these ICs, because I'm basically just running right now, you know, helping them out and stuff. I just got done helping the ushers clean a theater, so it's still busy. And here's the kettle beeping, you know, to be dumped out. For anybody listening who doesn't know what that is, that's just, you know, so we don't burn the popcorn. It's what the popcorn actually pops in. It's not called the popper for some reason. So then here's the kettle beeping, right? And, you know, he's in there, you know, at the popper, scooping popcorn into a bag, right? He's getting popcorn for somebody. I'm walking by him, and he just looks at me and goes, hey, Luke, get that. Didn't ask, forgot to, you know, remember that, oh, hey, I'm doing stuff. And also, I'm a supervisor, so you can't just order me around. So I was like about to say something. I was like, no. But before I could say anything. And, you know, isn't a big fan of and in fact, a lot of people aren't.
She actually doesn't have a problem with him now, I don't think.
Well, she used to hate him. Yeah. And you know, certain co-host of ours does too. But anyway.
Whoa.
Ray actually likes him now.
Yeah.
Gosh, has everything changed?
Yeah, also can't say that because he listens to the podcast.
Dang it. Okay, fine. Tyler, edit that out. So I'm going to start back. Please edit it out.
I will not.
Tyler, you have to edit it out. He'll message me about it.
I will edit some parts of it out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I might have made a mistake telling the story. But anyway, so, you know, to forget all that nonsense, he is right there, has the ability to dump out the kettle and put more popcorn in there. But no, I'm walking past with like 6 icy cups, and he's like, hey, Luke, get that. Doesn't ask, doesn't, you know, nothing like that. And overhears him. I kind of half heard him. I just kind of heard him say, hey, Luke. So I assumed he's going to ask me something. But, you know, afterwards, once I realized what he'd said, I got pretty annoyed that he said that to me. But I really didn't know what was going on because it was so busy, right? So I'm kind of like half paying attention, whatever, and focused on these ICs for this woman. And here's, and I mean, I just turned behind me for a second. I don't know what it was, but I mean, she just comes barreling down. She looked so mad. I've never seen her that mad. And I just hear her go, no, and walks real quick. She goes, no, and starts walking. And she's like, you do not talk to him like that. He is busy. You're right here. You have the ability to dump it. And it's like, forgot that he had said that to me, because he was like, huh? He was so shocked by what happened, and she's so mad at him, and she's like, you know, walks up to me and starts like trying to like console me and be like, don't worry, Luke, I talked to him for you, he can't talk to you like that.
That's honestly like, hilarious.
And I was like, what did he say? I didn't even hear what he said.
Luke.
And
oh yeah. I'm sorry, I thought you were done. I was just gonna add, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So the funny thing is, I was going to tell this same story in mine, But oh, I really? Didn't know that it was you. I thought it was Tristan that he had done this to.
No, no, he did it to me. But
Tristan would have said something back.
Tristan definitely would have said something back. I was like half paying attention, but I probably wouldn't have said anything back anyway. But knowing me, but
you're not very passive aggressive, Luke.
No, no. But yeah, so Landon's like, what? And then you know how, you know, nothing against her, right? But you know how once she kind of gets annoyed by something or what something gets on her mind, she'll kind of walk around and tell everybody that thing. And then she'll circle back to you and tell you that same thing she just told you.
100%.
And you have to kind of, and you have to kind of be like, yep. Oh yeah, I agree. Yep. She just keeps walking back and forth telling everybody that. She's telling that she's standing there trying to tell about what just happened. And is like trying to get all these tickets for this people and for these people and looks overwhelmed and looks at her and goes, I don't have time right now. She's like, okay, gosh, and walks away, goes to the back or something. But yeah, so that was pretty hilarious. That's the most mad I've ever seen anybody who works there, I think. Nope, never mind. Whenever I got all that red cream soda all over Tabitha, that was also pretty bad. But anyway, that is my story. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that.
I did.
That was a good one, Luke. That one's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Ray, do you want to go next?
Sure. I'll go next. It's like a weekend, and we're at Kiowa, and I'm pretty sure you're training. So you're down on, like, the third register, because that's where, like, people usually get trained at, I feel like. And this lady walks up, and taking her order, and I'm just running from him because he's getting practice on the register. And we get this lady's popcorn and everything, and we're serving her. And I don't remember if I was laughing or not. I don't even think I was. But this lady just looks at me and Ian, and Tyler, you can bleep this out if you want, but I'm gonna say it. But she looks at us and she's like, what are you fuckers laughing at? And I was like,
I remember
I remember you telling me about it.
Any customers ever like talk to me like that. And I just was like, honestly, so off guard. And it made me, I wasn't laughing before, but after she had said that, I started laughing. And it was Ian's like first day. So poor guy had to see that on his first day.
But that was wild. That's one of those little things that, like, I forgot about, but it was so funny when it happened.
Yeah, like, at the time, like, for the rest of the night, I'm pretty sure we were laughing about it.
Oh, we were. We were giving that woman so much grief.
That's what most of mine are going to be, like, tonight. My story is just short and little sweet ones.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and tell mine, and I'll start off with my worst one. Okay. So, I don't even remember what movies were out, but it was on a weekend, so it was busier. And I am watching the box office because the box office worker has went somewhere. I went on break. And I'm at the second window, the one facing outside, and this couple comes up. And I'm not racist. And I'm going to try my hardest to not be racist. Uh-oh. But
that's never a good sign.
It was this black guy, and he was very well dressed and everything. But his girlfriend or wife or whatever was like the epitome of white trash. And they came up and they wanted tickets to something, and they wanted five of them. So I told them that it would be, let me get a calculator real quick so I can be accurate. Told me it'd be $36.25. And this dude just looks at me. He's like, what? And I said, yeah. He's like, all right, hold on. And he just walks away. And they just both walk away. So I'm thinking like, oh, okay, maybe he doesn't have money. Because I saw in his hand, he had a 20. So I'm thinking he went to go get more money because he thought it would be like less. And they don't come back for like a good 5 minutes. And I'm just sitting there waiting. I'm taking other customers because we're like super busy. And eventually they come back up. And this guy, he has a cell phone in his hand. He holds it up to the glass and he starts recording me. And in my head, I'm like, whoa, why is this guy recording me? Like, what'd I do? Have I made some sort of comment that's going to get me put on CNN tomorrow morning? Like, what have I done? And he's like, you want to tell me again how much those tickets cost? I'm like, yeah, $36.25, man. And he's like, you telling me two tickets are $36.25? I'm like, no. I thought you said five tickets, man. Five tickets. And then he lowers his phone and he's like, Oh, oh no, I only need two. And I said, oh, two will put you back 15-50. He's like, oh, that's way better. I'm like, yeah, we could have established this 5 minutes ago. But instead, you had to go and get your phone. I think it's Tristan that was like, he had a guy tell him that, I'm going to put you on Facebook Live. That's what that guy was trying to do to me. And I just shut it down with logic.
You're on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Look at this, how I'm being treated by a service worker. They do all kinds of, I see that kind of crap all over Facebook all the time.
Yeah, well, that was mine. Mine was short and sweet as well.
I wish I could have saw that on Facebook. I wish he'd put it on Facebook.
Oh, that would have been funny for sure.
I'm like, Tyler's going viral right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Luke, like I said, very Luke-centric episode. Would you like to tell the next story?
I would love to. So, you know, before the previous story, I said that a lot of my stories don't really necessarily involve me in them that much. They're just kind of things that like happen to me or around me. And I was kind of a spectator. Well, this one is not that. I'm like the center stage in this story, right? And it involves some people from my personal life also. So at the, you know, one of my friends, and he's one of my best friends now. Love the guy. We'll call him Phil Moore. But yeah, so Phil Moore and I are really good buddies. And he used to work at the theater. You guys remember him working there. And that's where I met him. And he didn't work there at this point. He left to work at Cintas, I think. Oh, wait, I can't say that. He went to work at Cintas. Screw it. So he left like a couple months before this. And someone who will remain nameless for their protection told me that they had seen Fillmore's girlfriend, we'll call her Rebecca. She saw Fillmore's girlfriend Rebecca at Crisp's with another guy, like all hugged up on him and taking selfies and just, you know, being real friendly with each other, you know, not having a Bible's length between them, you know what I mean? So I'm like,
I have never heard that before, and I love that. That's hilarious.
You never heard that before?
No, I've never heard that before. That's funny. I'm gonna use it. But funny enough, my next two stories actually involve that.
Really?
Okay. Indeed they do. You'll hear them in a second.
But yeah, so they told me this and they're like, just want to let you know. I know you're friends with Phil Moore. Figured you'd let him know. So I was like, okay, yeah. So of course, being the concerned friend that I am, text him. I'm like, hey man, I heard that Rebecca was like at Crisp's all hugged up with some guy. Did you know about that? What's going on? He texts me and goes, yeah, we broke up. And I was like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry about that. And he's like, yeah, she just broke up with me. And then he, like, a couple texts later, he goes, wait a second. She just broke up with me. She told me she's going to Crisp's with a friend earlier today. And I was like, oh, shoot. And he's like, oh, great. So he is like, oh, she was cheating on me. So I'm like, hey, man, I don't want to get involved. I just thought I would let you know, concerned friend, all that stuff, right? So they've broken it. He's like, thanks for telling me. Well, apparently he's really good friends with Rebecca's sister because he tells Rebecca's sister that I told him that. He's horrible. By the way, Fillmore's terrible at keeping secrets. So he walks up to me. Him and a couple of our buddies, mutual friends of ours, are coming to watch a movie, and I'm working, right? And I'm at the podium, and he's like, what's up, Luke? I'm like, hey, what's up, man? So we're talking and he just goes, he's like, oh, shoot. Hey, so I saw Rebecca walking in and she didn't look very happy. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And Tyler, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Were you working and did I tell you about this while we were at work?
Not only were I working, I witnessed it. I was right beside you.
See, yep, you sure did. Yep. I remembered somebody was there. So he's like, just going to let you know she's coming in here. She's probably going to say something to you. So I was trying to make like every excuse to leave the podium to go somewhere else. And for whatever reason, I was at the podium when she walked up. And have you ever seen somebody give you that smile and like a head tilt? And it's like, and their eyes kind of squint. It's like a smile that's like, haha, I'm going to kill you. Like a very like evil smile someone gives you. That was the smile that she gave me, right? And she was like, hey, Luke. And I was like, hey. And she was like, heard you ratted on me to Fillmore. Want to tell me about that? And I was like stammering. I was like, I just heard, you know, as a friend. And she goes, you just heard? Well, maybe you shouldn't say things if you don't know the truth, huh? And I was like, oh, okay, can I please leave now? I was dying on the inside. And she's just like, well, whatever, I'm just kidding. Which is so like, no, you weren't.
She wasn't kidding.
Or else you, yeah, or she else was you not. Wouldn't have
said. This woman, her eyes looked deep into Luke's soul. And if looks could kill, Luke would be dead.
Yeah, that's totally accurate. I mean, I thought I was going to die for a second. But yeah, so she just was like, well, I was just kidding anyway. And walks away. And I'm just left standing there completely stunned. You know, just not really knowing what to say. And I look and I think Tyler just thought all of this was absolutely hilarious.
I was dying.
I look and Tyler is just dying laughing. I'm like, I'm glad my misery makes you laugh so much.
Makes my life.
But anyway, it was like her goal. It was like Rebecca's goal every time that she would come into the theater. Well, first off, I just happened to be working, so I don't know if she got my work schedule or what. But she comes into work every time I'm there for like at least the next week or so. I work like 5 days the next week. So it's like her and her buddies were there. Her and all kinds of people were there. A very large group of friends, by the way, and all kinds of she's with different people every time she comes in to watch a movie. But she comes in there and just makes it her life's mission to make me uncomfortable. Like she'd always be like, hey, Luke, how you doing? And I'll say something. She'll be like, yeah, really? And I'll be like, oh, my gosh. But yeah, so what do I get for being a good friend to Fillmore? He's just like, well, screw it. I mean, and I talk in front of him later. I'm like, why did you tell her that? And he's like, I mean, me and her sister are friends. I didn't think she'd tell. I was like, you told your ex's sister some very personal information about her sister and you didn't think she was going to tell? And he's like, well, my bad. Sorry, dude. He was acting like he had no idea what I was like. He was acting like it wasn't a big deal at all. So, yeah. So that's my if looks could kill story.
Which I guess brings it back to me.
Yeah, the goat, that's me.
The king. Which one do I want to tell? I guess I'll tell one with me and Luke, baby. It's me and Luke's story.
Was it on a weekday?
I don't remember. I mean, with how busy we are, there's no way it was on a weekday.
Wait, this wasn't like when you first started working there, was it?
No, I'm a pro at this point.
Okay. I was about to say, because you could tell one of those stories, but I'd prefer if you didn't.
No, I'm not going to tell that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that would have been funny, though. That would have been funny.
Well, there's one, Tyler, I know what one you're about to tell. Oh, it involves me, doesn't it? And
no.
I thought you were telling that one.
No, but we do need a theater story to
part
three.
Should I do that one for my third one?
Yeah, you can do that one.
Okay. But anyway, this is my second one. It's me and Luke. I think we have like one other worker there and plus the ushers. But the ushers don't help concession stand because they have their own stuff to do. It's not like they're a bunch of bums. No shots to the usher. I love my ushers. They're all great people.
I think you're taking shots at them.
No. But we have this big old long line. And I see this big old group of people walk in and it's one guy with a bunch of kids and it's the Ramey Home kids. If you guys know, if people listening know anything about the Ramey Home kids, they're just kids. It's just kids who are less fortunate than us and don't really have homes to go to.
Delinquents, you mean?
I don't like to call them delinquents. That's
Ray
mean.
Was being, Ray, you're being super sweet and respectful. And then Tyler just, there's like a little awkward silence and he's like, delinquents. Very aggressive. Very
but anyway, there's probably.
You know what? I was hoping for some laughter, but now I just came out looking awful.
Yeah, yep. You might want to edit that out for yourself, honestly.
I think I might, man.
No, it stays in.
but we get this. He walks up. I'm hoping that this big group does not come to my register. But, you know, it always happens. They always come to me. If it's a big family of 20, they all come to me. But honestly, the guy walks up to me and he's real straightforward about it. He's just like, hey, man, can I get 15 large popcorns and 15 large root beers?
Oh, I remember this.
And I'm like, yeah, man, let me get that for you. And then thank God Luke was there because this order really might have taken me an hour to get ready. But I'm telling you, me and Luke just start busting these out. We just.
Oh, yeah. It was impressive.
We just start making popcorns like fast. We get all the drinks ready and like. Me and Luke completely bust out this order by ourselves. And then the line dies down and everything goes back to normal. But It was my largest order I've ever, I guess, rung up at Kiowa. It was $126. I don't remember the change, but I know for sure it was $126. And that is the story of how I gave someone an $126 order. The drinks were large and the popcorn was large, and I definitely did not give them their free candies either. I was about not ringing say, those up.
I remember that. Didn't I ask you, was I like,
yeah,
free candy combo? And you're like, nah.
No, man. We're not fooling with that right now.
Because they all would have picked like a different candy that we'd have to remember.
It would have been a headache.
Yeah. That was a good one, Ray. That's good. That's a good memory. We just tag teamed that thing.
We knocked it out, man. Yeah. I said, come on, Luke, let's buckle up. Let's get this done. And we did.
Yep.
Tyler, I turn it over.
Cool, man.
Going back into mute.
Ray, I don't know if this was you or not. If not, just unmute yourself and let me know. So at times when you're in customer service, you'll sometimes encounter couples that want to try to get it on with each other in your place of establishment. So that's one of these stories. And at the time, we had a manager in there. We will call her Samantha. And her sister had worked there for like a day and then got fired, which takes skill, by the way. And,
it does. Yeah. You have to really want to be fired.
It was a few weeks later, and she'd come in with her boyfriend. And, you know, I didn't think of it. Sold her the tickets, sent them on their way. It was Dumbo. The live-action Dumbo movie. And it was just them and another, like, older couple. Well, about halfway through the movie, the older couple comes out. And they were like, hey, man, we think someone's having sex down in the floor of your theater. And I was like, huh? So they say, which one? They say, which one? And they say, Dumbo. And I'm like, surely not. And so I go in there and I look down there and there's no sex going on, but they are like disheveled and on top of each other, just making out. So I'm not going to be the one to just go break up someone making out because, like I said, they're not doing anything. Most people make out in a movie theater when it's dark. But I do have the brilliant idea to go back to the concession stand, pull out my phone and call her sister. Ray, were you here for this?
Wow.
I was not.
That's.
I wish I was, though.
That's a baller move. That's a power move right there.
That is such a power move. So I called her up, and all the concession workers are gathered around me. And I called her. I was like, hey, Samantha, how you doing? She said, I'm good. How are you? Now, she's a little confused because I've never called her at all before. And I'm like, you know where your sister is? And she said, I think she's at a movie. I said, yeah. Yeah, she's at a movie. I might want to ask her tonight how the movie was. She goes like, why? And I'm like, well, I don't know. She got her boyfriend with her. Might as well ask.
There wasn't much watching going on.
And then she just goes like, oh my God, were they having sex? And I said, yeah. And she was like, oh my God. Oh my God, that is gross. Oh, why would you tell me that? Oh God, oh. And then we hung up. And that was that.
That is a fun one.
Why would you call her?
I don't know.
Because that's the
funniest part.
That's comedy.
That's the best part of the story.
Ray, you would have done the same thing.
You know, Tyler, sometimes you have bigger balls than I think you have.
What are you trying to say, Ray?
Not literally, but like freaking, what's the word I'm looking for?
Balls of steel.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I have an eye for mischief. Man, I was really hoping for a response.
What do you want us to respond?
I don't know. I don't know, Ray. Something. Okay, back to Luke.
Born. Okay. Just,
no, just, no. Well, that I was born what, Ray? That I was born what?
That you were born with the ability to have an eye for mischief.
Thank you, Ray. But Luke,
you're welcome.
You want to go ahead, guys, and tell your last story, buddy?
Oh, I saved the best for last.
Okay, I'm excited. Let's hear it.
That is for sure. So this is an old one. This is like I think I'd only been here like maybe. And Tyler, I think you got hired like a month after me. I think
it's like 2 months. I think.
Oh really? Oh yeah, because it was October, wasn't it? Because I got hired in August.
October 28th. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So yeah, about 2 months after me. So we both worked here at the time. I'd been there probably about like almost a year, and it was around the Christmas time the next year. So yeah, it'd been over a year actually, and it was kind of strange, you know. The Lego Movie, side note, is absolutely fantastic if anybody hasn't seen it. The Lego Batman movie is awesome too. One that's not very good is the Lego Ninjago movie, and I think everybody tried to forget about that. But one day, we had this at the theater, right? And it was like our biggest movie. And if that tells you anything, it wasn't a very busy day. So we had like two showings of the Lego Ninjago movie, and it was like, and then it was like time to leave. Like it was close to the end of the shift, right? And for whatever, I'm working back there with a guy named, and Tyler, you can bleep out his name, a guy named that Tyler knows.
Oh, well. No.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy, love his heart. Sorry, I turned into like a Southern woman. Love his heart. But yeah, you know, he's
Luke, you are a Southern woman at heart. We both know it. Ray, yeah. You can attest to it.
Yeah, you're right. But anyway, I mean, goodness, he is such a nice guy. But he just was not ready to have this job, I don't think, because by golly, he was one of the worst workers ever. And it's even more sad because, you know, he was trying his best. He really was. And I got to give him credit. He was trying. He wanted to do good. He just couldn't do it, man. I mean, surely he's doing fine now, but I think like our manager knew his dad or something. And that's how he got hired. But anyway.
Nepotism.
Yeah, no nepotism. That's great. But I can't complain. He knew my cousins, so. but anyway. So yeah, it was me and this guy named. So it was us three working, and was out there, and it was slow. So goes Luke and I'm gonna have you guys clean the drains, and you know I'm sure all three of us have cleaned the drains at some point, right? Ray, you've cleaned the drain, right?
I actually have never.
Oh well,
wait, you don't plan on it. The day you never asks me to clean the drains is the day I walk out of that place.
Hey Ray, yeah. Guess what we're doing next weekend?
What, Tyler?
We're cleaning the drains.
Tyler, if you make me clean the drains, I will quit the podcast and quit Kyle in one weekend. In one weekend.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so Ray's a lucky guy.
Luke, I honestly don't think it's that bad.
Well, you must have cleaned it at a different time. Because, oh my gosh, I mean, there was like a new species of animal that was in there. Or it seemed like it anyway.
The corn monster.
Literally, yeah. I mean, there was like a corn sprout or something. Like, it was absolutely ridiculous. And I had already cleaned them, right? So he's like, I'm going to have you both clean them. Luke, I'm going to have you show how to clean the farthest one down. And you'll come over and clean this one. And you can run if people come up. And we're like, okay, that's fine. I mean, on the inside, I wanted to die. But I was like, okay, that's fine. So, you know, I'm showing how to do this. And he just looks so disgusted. And I can't blame the guy because, holy cow, yeah, I was disgusted too. And I'd done it before. So I'm showing him how to do it. And basically everything I said, he goes, Oh, no. And I was like, yeah, I know, man. Yep. Yep. Every time he said something, I was like, yeah, man, I know. You just got to bend and grin and bear it. But so anyway, he starts cleaning the drain, right? I clean it real quick because I hear the doors opening a lot. So I'm like, oh, it must be getting busy. And Michael tells us, he's like, guys, there's a line. I'm like, a line for Lego Ninjago? You're kidding, right? So I finish cleaning my drain. I look up and it's packed. I'm like, what the heck is happening right now? Did no one have anything else better to do than watch this crappy movie? I don't understand. It was like 5 o'clock on a Saturday. In the last hour, you know, for the most part on the weekends is, you know, on Saturday is not very busy. It's kind of like the cool down after like the last rush. But nope, it just got real busy all of a sudden. So sees this on the cameras and comes out to help. I get back on my register. Well, is just continuing to clean the drains. And we're real busy right now. Like really bad.
to the point to where needed to get on his register right now to help us out. It was that bad. And looking at and goes, buddy, you can finish that. You can finish cleaning that later. Okay. We need your help. And he goes, I'm cleaning the drains. And he's like, yeah, buddy, I know that, but I'm going to need you to help us out. And he looks and goes, I'm cleaning the drains. And I love the guy. He's one of my favorite people on earth. But golly, I've never seen him so mad before. He goes, you're going to stop cleaning the drains and get on your register right now. And he was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Yes, sir. And like, he doesn't even take his gloves off from cleaning the drains. They're still encrusted with like,
oh, that nastiness. That's disgusting. In
there. Because another thing that's weird, you know, I love Kiowa, but why isn't there like a utensil or something we can use to scoop the stuff out of the drains?
Because that
you have to double glove your hands and just scoop it out. Ray, that's the worst part about it.
That doesn't mean
it. I've seen it done. One day it made do it. I literally just got to watch her.
That's
Ray. That is like I remember best. That.
I was the runner, like the mic guy in Luke's story, and he's like just sitting there whining, grabbing the whole time.
Did she ask for help at all?
No.
hey, real quick. So that was that story. Hopefully it was fun. Can I tell like another story real quick?
Sure.
Okay, sweet. So this one involves a guy that Tyler is not a big fan of.
If it's the one manager, I think it'll punch his face.
Yeah, he was a manager. We'll call
yes.
him. We'll call him. So, and listen, I didn't like him for a long time either. But eventually, it's weird. It's like once you've been there a while, he starts to like you. You know what I mean? Like
you and I, if you're a new person, warm up to him because we worked with him every week. You know,
we did. Yeah,
but no, but he liked me for the longest time until I got promoted.
I really started to like the guy. Like by the time he left, I was like, I told him on his last, I worked with him his last night. I was like, I don't want you to leave. He was a really cool guy. Sometimes he was the worst, and Tyler can attest to that. And Tyler, I wish you told a story about that, but I digress. But anyway, so real quick. So it's me. It's the three of us working, and it's on like a weekday. So this lady comes in, right, with these three kids, and they're not her kids. And for some reason, she told us, she's like, now I'm going to buy myself a ticket and them a ticket. Now, I'm not their parents. And you know, for the most part, like if a woman looks like she would be the parents of some of these kids, you know, we don't ask, hey, is this your legal guardian? You know what I mean? But, you know,
I've done that once before with a woman that had like 10 kids, and she said, oh, they're all my kids.
You're like, oh, really? All 10 of them? Weren't some of them like the same age?
I mean, they were all like varying ages. It could have totally been true.
Oh, okay. That makes it. Okay. I thought you were going to say, you're like, oh, so you had like quadruplets. That's weird. but yeah. So anyway, back to this story I'm going to tell real quick. So apparently forgot the other part of our policy with R-rated movies. That Cinemark does a thing that I think is a little ridiculous where they have like a parent for each kid who's underage. But like at our theater, we can have like, there's a group of them, you know, we can have like an adult with them, you know, like their parent with them or something. But apparently thinks that they have to have a kid like with each of them. So like there has to be a parent with each child. I'm sorry. And she's getting kind of, you know, flustered, but being respectful still. And the whole time I'm like, John, like I'm trying to like get his attention so I can tell him the policy, but I'm kind of scared because he seems kind of mad. So I'm just kind of like, hey, and finally the lady just kind of, she's like, whatever. And her and the kids walk away. And I'm just like, hey, and he goes, what? You've been saying my name for the last 5 minutes. What? And I'm like, that's not our policy. He's like, what do you mean? I said, well, it's, you know, it's not our policy. Cinemark does that, but we don't do that. You know, there doesn't have to be a parent for each kid. He's like, how long have you been here? And I was like, 3 years going on 4. And he's like, oh, well, I've been here 5. So I was like, okay. Apparently those 2 extra years weren't spent learning our policies better. And he didn't talk to me for like a week after I said that to him.
He was really mad.
Wait,
about
you
that.
Did not say that, Luke. There's no way that came out.
I did. I did say that because I was frustrated because
did you really?
This lady. Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I guess he forgot because he continued liking me again after those 2 weeks. And we were pretty close by the time he left. I like the guy.
I think it's I just, was his favorite worker, honestly.
I think so, yeah. But no, but
I
yeah,
wanted
I liked
to fight him.
But yeah, I mean, that was kind of rude. So I just said to him. I was a supervisor at this point, so I wasn't like scared. Like if I was just like a regular employee, I wouldn't have said it. And he was a manager, so he technically was above me, but I was still like, I don't care, I'm gonna say it. I was kind of like walked a little taller that day. You know, I don't normally do things like that. So I was like,
Luke got his swagger back.
Facts. But yeah, so that's my last story.
I guess it's my turn now.
Yeah, man.
I know me and Tyler just talked about one that he kind of wanted me to tell, but I'm going in a different route. Sorry, Tyler.
It's okay, boy.
I'm going to... Did you just call me boy?
I did. I don't know why. I regretted it as soon as I said it.
Yeah. Oh, might want to edit that out for your sake.
Nah.
But it's me, Tyler. You're in this one. It's me. This is a ragtag crew right here. It's me, Tyler,
and this is my favorite one.
What a group of guys.
And that's what's so crazy about it. Because like at the time, I did not like you.
Yeah, you weren't a big fan.
And there's this. So it's worth noting that there's a hallway that it's a really dark like corridor hallway. It's not dark, but it's a corridor hallway that we go to take the garbage out at. And if you climb this wall that's above the door and then you look over another wall, you'll see this like really cool old car that's just in storage.
It's like a mafia car.
Yeah. And
just kidding, I don't know.
I've actually climbed up the wall and seen it. And you know, most people have, but we're all going back. We're telling the new guy about this car. And he's like, man, I want to see this thing. So it's, I think behind the concession stand, it was just me, Tyler, and was working box. And I think we all literally just left our stations and just went back there to look at this car.
We left somebody there. We left somebody.
We left somebody there, or we might have already been closing or whatever, something. So we go back to check out the car. He climbs the wall and he looks at it. So what? See, a funny story, when I was climbing the wall, you know, I actually was kind of like stuck up there for a second. I was like, dude, like, how am I supposed to get down from here without breaking my legs? Like, it's kind of far.
Did you both climb up there that same day, or was it just Ian?
No, I climbed up there in the past, like a few months before that with Renfro, because we were taking garbage out.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, Renfro was like, dude, if you climb it, you mean this, that wall? And next thing you knew, he turned around, I was already up there. But I'm like, dude, this is a far way down. Like, I'm not trying to break my ankle or nothing, but I end up jumping, being fine. On the other hand, you know, he climbs this wall. And I'm telling him, like, as he's coming down, because I've already jumped down before, I know the strategy. Like, I'm like, you want to jump right here. You kind of like slide, ease your way down. He's like, trying to like do it his own way. So he does it his own way. And there's this like pile of stuff over to the left where he's coming down at. And it's like, just like plastic strips of like, it's just, I don't even, what would you call those things, Tyler?
Are they like rafters? Is that what they are?
Something like that. It's yeah, just, and they're all stacked up on
it's
top
like
of each other.
Big, long metal pieces of tubing.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, if you come down on that, like, that stuff's going to cave in. You're going to fall. Like, it's not going to be a good land. And, you know, he decides to do it anyway. He comes down, and he lands on these things, and they, as soon as he lands, they all slide out from underneath of him, go everywhere, just like I said was going to happen.
And he's the like, sound... so loud,
and he falls straight on his butt, like his feet slide out from underneath him, go straight down. And me, Tyler, and Lyndon, like, I don't even care that I hate Lyndon at this point, like, die of laughter, like, probably the hardest I've ever laughed at work.
And not only that, we split the instant he came down. We all scattered.
But yeah, if you're ever a rookie at Kiowa, we'll show you the car.
That's one of my favorite stories. But I think my last one is going to be a little better.
I don't know if anyone has ever told you this one. Luke, I feel like you've got to have known this one, I think.
Was I not there? Had I just heard about it?
I think so. You might have been there. I can't remember. It was years ago. It was like right when we started.
Okay.
This was when I was still a regular employee, and so was Tristan. But it was really packed one day. And it was when It had just came out. It was the opening night of It. So it was probably like one of the busiest nights I've ever worked there. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were all on the register, me and Tristan. And then all of a sudden, Big Mike, he comes out and he's just staring at me. You good, Big Mike? He's like, he like gestures for me to come there. And I'm like, what have I done? And he's Tristan, you too. And so we both go up to him and he's like, I don't mean to alarm you, but I have a favor to ask. And we're both kind of like, yeah, Big Mike, what's up? Like, what's this favor? And he's like, we think someone's having oral sex in the theater.
Oh, and, gosh.
And we are just, we look at each other and just start dying laughing. And Big Mike is telling us. And he's like, yeah, they're at the top left hand. He's like, Tyler, I want you to go in there to the left and just kind of see if you see anything. And Tristan, you go up on the right. Now, Tristan, don't walk to the side. I don't want you to be noticeable, right? It's a sold out theater. You have to be discreet about this. So we're like, yeah, Big Mike, we got you. We got you.
So hold on. This is happening in a sold out theater?
Yes.
What?
No, yeah. Shot. No.
Oh, my.
There's, Ray, there's gonna... people on both sides of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
You're going to want to keep yourself unmuted, Ray. You're gonna be loving the rest of this story. And so we go in there, right? And it is pitch black. You know, it, you know, as a horror movie, there's some like really dark moments. And we walked in like at a really dark moment. You couldn't see anything. So I walked up to the left-hand side, which is where they were, by the way. And I walk up there and I'm trying my best to be discreet, but I'm up against a wall, so I can't really hide anywhere. And I get up there, and he said they were in the top left-hand corner. I get up from the top left-hand corner, and there are these two morbidly obese people up in the top left-hand corner. But they're not doing anything. They're just kind of looking at me. I'm looking at them, and I look over, and Tristan's walked up the right-hand side.
Tyler hates obese people. He just had to point out them being obese.
I do, man. I feel like it adds a funnier mental image.
You know what? Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, but I look over at Tristan. Tristan's on the right-hand side. And he's kind of looking at me. He's kind of gesturing like, hey, you see anything? And I'm trying to like say no, but he's not getting the message. And he starts walking. He starts walking across the top of the field. And I see Big Mike downstairs because he's down there watching. He runs across. He's waving his arms up and down at Tristan to get down. And it's so funny. And Tristan's there. He's like, you see anybody having a blowjob? Right in front of these people. I'm like, no. No, I'm more upset, Tristan.
I'm more upset that he said having a blowjob.
Yeah, okay.
I can so picture Tristan in this situation.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
And we go down, we go down, and Big Mike is like, Tristan, I told you not to walk across. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, man. My bad. That was funny.
That's a good one. You said you did. These were like your like B tier stories, but no, those were pretty good.
Thank you, Ray. I loved your last one. Your last one's so good.
Thank you, Tyler. Well, either of us really could have told that one.
But you know what? That's going to bring this episode of the Cinebros podcast to a close. If you guys have enjoyed, you can follow us on any of our social media. You can follow us at Cinebros P on Twitter, Cinebros Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. If you're on Reddit, we have our own subreddit at r/Cinebros Podcast. And if you're not watching on YouTube, we have our own YouTube channel at Cinebros. Just look for our yellow reel icon. Luke, you have a series called 5-Minute Movie Reviews on the Cinebros YouTube channel. New episodes come out on Monday nights at midnight. And anyone have anything else to say?
My review of, kind of focusing on what Tyler said about 5-Minute Movie Reviews, my newest review is out, and it's for Tenet. It's very good. There's some cool editing tricks and sound bites kind of based on the film. in that review. So hopefully you enjoy that. It is also on the Cinebros YouTube channel. So go check that out.
All right. And with that, we will be seeing you guys.